I don't give it a whole lot of thought other than, yeah, I didn't enjoy, not playing Jason against Serbia, not playing Joel against South Sudan. Those are not fun decisions, but our guys were all amazing. They committed to each other. They committed to winning the gold medal. They brought the gold home for their country. They all handled themselves with incredible dignity and class, and that's the real story.
Maybe the most unfortunate part of last night is you got to give it to Steve Kerr.
I would disagree that the real story is they brought the gold home. They're Team USA basketball. Yeah. They always win the gold, or they should always win the gold.
Yeah, the story is when they don't. That's
the
true.
The story is Jaylen Brown was left off the team and Jason Tatum didn't play two of the games.
I would say that's a factor, yeah.
But whatever, you can skip by it and say that.
I loved he had the little line in there about Embiid where he's like, well, I want to remind you guys, it wasn't just Jason Tatum who I sat down.
Embiid missed one game.
It was also Joel Embiid, right. But right.
Did Embiid just win the title? I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
No. We didn't.
Right. Embiid play anyway.
Yeah, right. Embiid's probably like, I can't play two games in a row, coach. I need one of these off. Embiid. We just played 3 days ago. I can't play now.
Embiid needs the time off.
Yeah, he needs
it. Embiid actually lobbied for that game off.
Yeah, probably.
Unlike Tatum. And so that's unfortunate because I don't want to give Kerr any credit, but Kerr had a good plan for Tatum early. He blitzed him. It threw Tatum off, and maybe Tatum already was thrown off. Ultimately, I think Mazzulla adjusted. Like, I don't think Mazzulla had a bad night. I think Mazzulla adjusted to what Kerr did, and he freed up Tatum. And Tatum got more open looks in the second half and specifically in the third quarter. So maybe Mazzulla was a little slow to react, but I don't think Mazzulla had a bad night.
No.
The Celtics shooting, they still took, was it 54 threes to 34 for Golden State?
Yeah.
That's flipped. You talked about the Warriors chasing
it's a new age.
The Celtics. The Warriors now are the team that's taking more twos and scoring in the paint, and the Celtics are the launching team. Yep. They're the Splash Brothers team.
Well, and the Warriors are really one guy. They're Steph Curry.
Correct.
And then 10 other guys that play that are all, decent, like average to good. And then you have Curry, whereas the Celtics, I know they didn't have one of their stars last night, but it's a different looking kind of form team. But yeah, this is kind of where, and you and I don't love Steve Kerr at all.
No.
But,
and I don't think he's a good coach, by the way, but I think last night he had a good night. Give it to Kerr. He had a good night.
This is also where you can prove it, right? Mm-hmm. So like Eric Spoelstra didn't get any credit when he won with LeBron, Wade, and Bosch. But when all those guys left and they were so competitive, you're like, maybe he actually deserves more credit for that. And he actually is pretty good.
Right.
Steve Kerr coaching one All Star now instead of three Hall of Famers. Okay, now it's like your opportunity to see
good point.
Coach.
So let me be consistent. I said, I think the Warriors are a real contender in the West, which means this could have been a finals preview last night.
He's doing something right then.
Okay, so maybe I need to give Kerr more credit than I do, and I'm letting my own personal bias with him, which goes beyond where it goes with a lot of you, where you just don't like him because he benched Tatum, and now for some reason, oddly, you don't want to admit it anymore, that it was a revenge game and it bothered you and everything else. But I haven't liked Kerr for a long time. I thought he's overrated, but you're right. If the Warriors, at the end of the day, are a contending team, and they're going to make a deep run in the Western Conference Finals, maybe even all the way to the NBA Finals, I'll have to give Kerr.
What's your guess right now? How far do the Warriors go? I'll say second round.
I might say Western Conference Final only because do it this way.
Okay.
And I went into last night very skeptical of Golden State. I knew their record, 6-1. I know they had the second best scoring differential in the NBA. I just looked at it and I was like, it's Curry and a bunch of guys I don't want. So how much can I believe in Golden State? And then I got about halfway through the second quarter last night, maybe even the end of the first quarter, and I'm like, oh, that's a good team. They're defending. They're deep. They move the ball. Guys are buying into their role. I don't think Klay Thompson really did at the end. Maybe Draymond doesn't totally.
No.
But I think guys are buying
them by the end.
But okay, ready? Yeah. Play this game. Best teams in the Western Conference. The Warriors and the Thunder in a 7-game series. Who are you taking? Golden State.
I'll take the Thunder.
I would take Golden State.
All right.
Minnesota. Or Golden State.
Minnesota.
So I think I would take Minnesota there too.
Yeah.
Phoenix?
Kind of toss up.
I would take Golden State.
Yeah, maybe Golden State.
Are there any other teams you like? Dallas? Do you like Dallas?
I'll still take Denver over them.
I'm sorry, Denver. I should have asked. I would take Denver too. Yeah. So I would take Denver and Minnesota.
That's what I'm saying.
So I guess you're right. Second round.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we got them to go.
I forgot about Denver. I was thinking about OKC.
No. But I feel they're a lot better than I thought going in. I was like, oh, they have a good record, but it's early and whatever, and it's just Curry and. No, but they're good. They're a pretty tough team. And the other thing too is, was it Ray on Twitter brought up that Peyton Pritchard got kind of exposed a bit.
There's two things I want to bring up from last night beyond Tatum and Kerr and everything else. And you can jump in, but yes, Ray tweeted this at me. Yeah. He always has a very nice way of tweeting.
A lot of caps and a lot of exclamation points.
Yeah, he said, "Keith, help Jones out."
Yeah, I try to every day, 10 to 2,
and talk about how Pritchard getting exposed on defense last night. That's the real story. So I don't know if it's the real story, but I did feel this way watching it.
We're trying to figure out what the story is. Steve Kerr says it's winning a gold medal. We think it might be the Tatum thing. Now it could also be the Pritchard thing. What is the story?
It wasn't the real story, but last night is the first time I watched Pritchard this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, he's a problem. His size is a problem on defense. Because offensively, he missed some shots last night, but whatever, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
He still had 16 points and three threes. I didn't think Pritchard on the offensive end was a problem. On defense, it's the first time I watched him, and I said his size is a problem. That hadn't been exposed yet this year.
So I think this also, not to keep pumping up Steve Kerr, I think this also comes back to coaching, doesn't it? Where I feel like, anecdotally, I have to look up the stats, I feel like in a playoff series against Eric Spoelstra in Miami, I know he had that one game a couple of years ago where he was hot, but then I think they figured it out, and they went after him, they attacked him defensively, to the point where they had to like kind of pull his minutes and not even use him.
Had to play him off the floor, yeah.
So I feel like certain teams know what they're doing and can get him off the floor because they also know if you leave this guy hanging around, he's like an offensive spark. He's going to knock down threes. You got to just get him off the floor altogether. And some teams can do that. Steve Kerr, Spoelstra, maybe a couple others compared to other teams that are just so worried about Tatum and Brown that they don't even realize like, hey, maybe just take advantage of this guy being 6 feet tall or whatever and attack him.
The other thing I would point out, Keith, is you were on Namus Keita earlier in the week.
I love Keita.
And I kind of brushed it aside. I said, is he even in your playoff rotation? I doubt he's even in your playoff rotation.
Yes.
Even if you don't have Porzingis, I would still go Horford and Cornette. Like, that's still what I would do. Never mind if Porzingis is in there. And so you would have.
Yeah, I guess if you're 100% healthy, which you may never be,
right.
But if you are 100% healthy and you only want to play eight guys, maybe not, depending on the matchup. If you're going up against Joel Embiid or Giannis.
If you're 100% healthy, you're playing Porzingis, Horford, and I agree that's it. Maybe some spot minutes.
Yeah.
But if Porzingis is out, and who the hell knows if he can play, I said earlier in the week I'd
Kate
go
nice.
Horford, yeah. Cornette, and you're done. And I don't even love Cornette, but I'm like, Kata, please.
He's like healthy Time Lord light.
Yeah, you said that, and I poo-pooed that as well. Kata was really good
dunks,
last night.
Dude, some good dunks. Like, you know, good put. Like, that one off of the Hauser miss, he grabbed it, stuffed it down.
He had some swats.
Yeah, alley-oops. You can hoop him. First bucket.
I agree with Wiggy. Wiggy said this walking out. I agree with him. Stick to the dunks, though.
And anytime, don't love him doing these little sky hooks. He had, like, a heat check at one point.
If you're 2 feet away, try to slam that home, and if you can't, don't shoot it.
He took a lot of shots.
That's what I would say with him.
But
he was pretty good.
Blocked a Curry shot.
I hate to fall into this trap because I did watch Celtics post game on NBC Sports Boston last night. It's like, oh, they lost. We hyped up the game. It's a big game. It's a revenge game. Blah blah blah. And then they're immediately but Namus Keita, who's like maybe the 11th or 12th guy.
No,
so I hate to pivot to that, but it looks like they might have a little something there.
I think they got a lot of something. Yeah. I think this guy's useful, especially in the regular season.
No!
you gotta like what Keita's doing. That's a nice piece, and he is getting better. He played last year. Terp was in yesterday telling us about his plus-minus from a year ago and things like that. Like, in the games that he played, he actually was more than serviceable. This year, because Porzingis is missing a big stretch of time, but he's already leapfrogged the Murder Cornet. Luke Cornett, useful enough player, but Kata's more useful. You're starting him right away. So, yeah, I think this guy is good. It's also a little bit of a throwback. He's like the one guy in the rotation that doesn't shoot threes. So that's a little bit different. But also, if they use him as a guy that they can throw lobs to, I mean, a lot of the point guards that were here liked having Time Lord, like the one guy that wouldn't step outside the three-point line, but you get into the paint and then, throw him a lob and he'd put it down.
Did you feel at all like they fell a little bit in love with the lob for him last night?
Keita?
It's like, guys, why are we running lob plays for Namus Keita? You have Tatum. You have other guys. So, like, I think they fell into it a little bit last night, but that's, that's a nitpick. That's a gripe.
Yeah, maybe a little bit strong. But I think he is kind of, it's almost like found gold. Like,
yes.
I know he was on the team last year, but, like, he's better this year. He's more useful. You didn't think you had a guy like that.
No, that's fair. How'd you feel about their defense last night? Because largely, I actually think they played pretty good defense last night. They gave up 118 points. That may sound weird. And Golden State shot well from three, 41%, 46% from two. I largely felt the Celtics actually played okay defense last night. I felt, especially early, that was a competitive game at both ends of the floor. Teams were digging in on defense. Situationally, though, I thought Tatum had a couple of horrible possessions in that fourth quarter.
I think wire to wire, you would grade it as like solid, but there was just a few lapses. And lapses against the Celtics, they always make you pay. Warriors are still the same. And, like, Buddy Hield's a marksman. Like, that's one thing he's always been. He's a great shooter, shooting it great this year. And then, obviously, Curry. So if you leave those guys for a second, I think that's on you.
And Tatum left them both. He left Curry midway through the fourth quarter on the left wing. And in the final minute, 47 seconds or whatever it was,
yeah,
he had the breakdown with Hield on the right wing that made it a three-possession
game.
And
the frustrating one about that Tatum one where he left Hield is he didn't even truly double Curry. You know what I'm saying?
He didn't commit either way. He was in no man's
land. Like, you shouldn't leave Hield or Curry regardless, but at least, like, get in there.
If you're going to blitz somebody, blitz Curry and
try to take a charge, do something. He just kind of, like, walked away, like, aimlessly. It was very strange.
So, to me, that's fair. Tex, where was Drew Holiday? Drew Holiday did not have a good game last night.
No, he was pretty quiet.
I've seen a lot of criticism for Horford after that game.
I have no expectation for Horford.
Yeah,
like, if he just goes out there and makes a couple plays, I'm happy.
The only time I noticed Horford last night is when he was just doing his Al Horford, I'm a dirty player, but I'm going to stare at the ref and pretend like I didn't do something dirty. I noticed that. Like, that always bothers me with Horford.
Yeah.
But short of that, I didn't notice Horford much last night, good or bad.